Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning. Once again.
Nice to have you here. And I guess today is a good day to talk about transportation. That's been in the news lately.
Right. At least down here in Mankato, the people from MnDOT came down a couple days ago and basically talked to residents and officials here about where the money from the new gas tax is going to go.
Yeah, and I guess for outstate Minnesota, it wasn't terrific news, huh?
No, it sounded like a lot of it was going to be eaten up by inflation and was going to go to bridge repair and road maintenance. And it sounded like, again, a lot of the money was going to end up going to the metro area.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for outstate Minnesota. Although, you know, from a political standpoint, when there are chunks of bridge dropping onto vehicles
right.
On an interstate highway, and then, of course, a year ago, almost to the day, we mm-hmm. have the collapse of Interstate 35W into the Mississippi River. I mean, these are the sorts of things that it's kind of, as a legislator and as a policymaker and people who are, you know, in charge of budgets, it's hard to ignore those things.
Right. It really makes for a compelling story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you really don't want to set up metro against rural because transportation funding is such a difficult issue to begin with. MnDOT has a formula that they use to decide where the money goes for transportation funding, and it's pretty cut and dried. And you have to consider that when you look at the metro area, they have such a concentration of roads. And of course, they have by far the hugest concentration of cars. So they really do have the serious amount of wear and tear on their roads there. But in rural areas, too, you have not so many cars driving on roads. They don't get a lot of attention necessarily. And you have, especially like in northern Minnesota, you really have the issues of freezing and thawing and weather conditions and serious, you know, de-icing issues and things out in rural areas. And it's just, you know, it really sets up a difficult situation.
The only other thing, though, you know, I mean, you've got two issues in rural Minnesota in terms of roads. One is a safety issue, because mm-hmm. certainly that's come up with the Highway 14 issue,
absolutely.
For instance. And you also have the economic issue, which is, you know, to say that when you don't have a reasonably good sort of circuit of roads available to the trucking business, mm-hmm. a lot of your major corporate entities and so forth are probably not going to consider that as a good location.
Right. When you talk to business people out in western and southern Minnesota, they'll tell you one of their top issues is with the roads to handle the trucks that they need to get their business done. And it's a safety issue with these trucks, and it's just the ability to get business done. And this is a top priority, especially with groups like the I-90 group, which is a group of legislators in southern Minnesota that's been working on this.
So this is certainly something that is near and dear to the hearts of legislators and so forth representing these areas.
It really is. It's one of the biggest bones of contention in every legislative session.
We'll keep following it. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. Thanks for joining us.